Quel faux pas. Biden boasts of recent talk with French President Mitterrand, who died in 1996. By Simon Kent on February 6, 2024. President Joe Biden on Sunday appeared to confuse French President Emmanuel Macron with his late predecessor François Mitterrand, who died in 1996. The historical stumble came during a campaign speech in Las Vegas, where the octogenarian was recounting meeting leaders of G7 countries in 2021 in Cornwall, England. During the address to supporters, Biden mentioned speaking to the two-term, 1981-95 French leader, confusing him for Macron. "It was in the south of England. And I sat down and I said, 'America is back.' And Mitterrand from Germany, I mean from France, looked at me and said, "You know what? Why? How long you back for?" And I looked at him, and the Chancellor of Germany said, "What would you say, Mr. President, if you picked up the paper tomorrow in the London Times and the London Times said, 1,000 people break through the House of Commons, break down the doors, two bobbies are killed to stop the election of a prime minister. What would you say?" I never thought about it from that perspective. What would we say if that happened in another democracy around the world? He continued. The White House later posted the remarks, which had the name Mitterrand excised and replaced with Macron. Mitterrand, who was France's president from 1981 to 1995, died in 1996 at the age of 79. Related: when you make even the French uncomfortable. Biden has awkward 42-second handshake with Macron. The incident comes as more questions are being raised, including by Democrats, about Biden's age and cognitive abilities as he seeks a second term in the White House. Americans are worried too. Most registered voters share major concerns about Biden's age and health, a recent NBC News survey found. The survey asked respondents to identify whether they have major concerns, moderate concerns, minor concerns, or no real concerns about a range of topics, one of them being Biden's health and age. Related: oops. Biden stumbles, calls Volodymyr Zelensky Vladimir at G7 meeting. At 80 years old, Joe Biden not having the necessary mental and physical health to be president for a second term. One of the options reads, asking respondents to gauge their level of concern. Across the board, most, 59%, have major concerns about the 80-year-old's health and age. Another 15% have been moderate concerns. Related: what? Biden rambles about WNBA, Philadelphia Eagles while hosting NHL champs Golden Knights. Combined, nearly three-quarters, 74%, are either majority or moderately concerned about those issues. Only 14% said they have no real concerns, and 12% said they had minor concerns. Biden, who is the oldest president in U.S. history at age 81, would remain so if he claimed re-election later this year. If he returns to the White House, he will be 87 by the end of his second term. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.